That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and we are closing out July. Boy, that month went fast, didn't it? Tonight I'm going to talk to you about August, and then I have some good tidbits at the end of the show, so make sure you listen to the second half. August opens with a full moon in Aquarius on the 1st, which is Tuesday. There are three lunations this month. The full moon on August 1st, the new moon on August 16th, and the full moon in Pisces on August 29th. And that full moon will be considered a blue moon, because when there's two full moons every month, which only happens once about 2.5 years, it's called a blue moon. The August 1st full moon in Aquarius is the second in a row of four super moons. The moon is much closer than usual to the Earth, causing a greater, more powerful gravitational pull. This affects the tides and the tectonic plates, and seismic activity is more likely. Any full moon brings more emotions than feelings up front. And it's funny because the Weather Channel today reported some new energy in the Atlantic that could turn into a hurricane. So you and I know that that's exactly what it's going to do. Through the end of the year, I will be talking about the square between the nodal axis and Pluto as it goes on for quite a while. There is so much power and change happening right now, which I will try to lay out for you tonight. we are really in a very unique evolutionary opportunity. We are truly being squeezed by the universe. Some of it hurts. About our evolutionary choices. Do we focus on fear or do we focus on love? We can't do both at the same time. Are we living in victim mode or as co-creators? Are we choosing to step into our power? I know you tend to listen to these radio shows, and then you tend to slip back into your old habits. Same old, same old. I encourage you to become very conscious of all the decisions and the reactions that you're having in your day. It was the great Carl Jung who said, "It's not what happens to us in life that counts, but it's how we react to what happens. That determines your character and ultimately your destiny." Nothing was more true than that. I absolutely love that thought. I was born as an identical twin, and I know that two people can have the same experience, and one can go into victim mode, and the other one can go into the co-creator energy. Yes, I accept what happened. I'll take that experience, that information, but I am going to rise above it because I'm more powerful than that and how I run my life. I will not allow external events in general to run my life. Really think about this in your decisions and also in your reactions. It's very easy in a world full of scary things to go, and you can go into victim mode very quickly, barely without thinking. It can be instinctive. It's an instinctive reaction. Catch yourself. Really try to catch yourself when that happens. We are all traveling along a new and different timeline now. So you say, "Yep, that's what's happening, but all is well in my world. All is well in my world." Or, "This is not my chosen timeline, not my chosen reality. I refuse to accept that reality." When I was sick in Florida, I had to go to a rehabilitation center that was part nursing home. I'm on a stretcher going in and I'm yelling at the universe. I said, "I didn't write this script. This isn't mine. I refuse it. I will not accept this. This is not the end of my life. I have much more to do. I won't accept it." Well, I was there for 2 weeks and I walked out because I knew that I had to get back home and get myself set up with repair work or therapy to pull myself back together again. That's exactly what I did. And that was in January. Now we're into the end of July and I've got my mobility back. I've got my strength back. I can walk out to my mailbox where I couldn't before. And things are healing very nicely. Remember that the future is always invisible. There may be plans, there may be proposals, but they haven't manifested yet. We as a humanity and even as individuals can change them. I've done it more than once, so I know you can do it. We really can. This is what this whole evolutionary period is about. That's what the big T-square of Pluto with the north node axis and south node axis is about. On August 1st, we have Pluto at 28 degrees Capricorn, squaring the north node at 28 degrees Aries, and the south node in Libra at 28 degrees. It's exact by degree. It was exact by the minute on July 22nd, July 25th, and July 28th. This is the tightest point of the square, but the square continues through November 2023. Now, on July 22nd, Hunter Biden's trial got undone. I think on the 28th, Trump got more accusations. And on the 25th, I had a dear close friend pass away because I'm having a Uranus return. And that was very upsetting. That's an example of what could happen. The sun is at 9 degrees Leo and the moon will be at 9 degrees Aquarius on August 1st. We'll be spending a lot of time in Aquarius at the end of 2024. Pluto moves into Aquarius for the next 20 years at the end of 2024. Aquarius represents community, collaboration, growth from the grassroots up, not top down. Often these groups are connecting and growing very quietly from behind the scenes. They are forming a unit of information, communication, and vibrating on the same frequency. We have a growing family of frequency, and this is happening globally. It's pretty wonderful. Aquarius is very much linked to the higher mind, the intellect, energy linked to brilliant innovation, technological, scientific, medical innovation. All of this will be moving at a very rapid pace over the next 20 years. There are incredible technologies. Many of them are healing technologies, beneficial technologies, but equally, the shadow side of Aquarius, the less positive side, is about artificial intelligence and robotics. Aquarius has to do with mental illness, extreme emotional detachment, emotional disassociation, where you feel completely cut off from other people, which can be fed into mental illness. Unfortunately, we are going to see a lot of that. Every planet and every sign has a shadow side. And Aquarius is attached to the mind and the intellect. The sun in Leo, the opposite of Aquarius. Leo is linked to the heart energy. It's linked to the real love of life, the joy of life, an enthusiasm, a vibrancy, a creative vitality of letting your light shine and helping others to get their light to shine. Leo energy is very much heart-based. So one of the polarities here has to do with the head, and the other polarity has to do with the heart. As a quantum activist, I sense that the mind operates in space and time. But when we drop into the heart, that is where we connect to God, to Source, to Oneness, to the Divine, and to the quantum realms. The heart operates outside of space and time. Quantum activism defines love as the most powerful transforming force in the universe. Love has a very high frequency, and that's why I call myself a quantum activist. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Now we're going to take our break, and I'm going to tell you about the energies of this week in our weekly cosmic tip. And we'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of July 31st through August 6th, 2023. The final days of July have the moon in hard work in Capricorn. You always feel better when you accomplish a task that you can point to and say, "Oh, I got that done. Thank goodness." August begins in an open-minded and friendly mood with a full moon in Aquarius on the 1st and a relaxed aspect of Mars in Virgo with Jupiter in Taurus. Assertive Mars is making harmony to expansive Jupiter. This is great for travel and or hiking in nature. Mars represents exercise and Jupiter likes natural resources. Mercury is opposing Saturn, making this a time to slow down and balance your intellectual brain with your intuitive heart. You can now promptly take care of things left undone for a long time and complete important work. Mercury in Virgo is opposite to Saturn in Pisces on August 2nd. Be detail-oriented and meticulous. It's worth it. If you are prone to excessive self-criticism, you should consciously take a more relaxed approach. Rejoice in what you have been able to accomplish. Retrograde Pluto squares the moon's north node in Aries on August 3rd. Now, the consequences of early omissions could become apparent. On August 7th, the Sun and Jupiter square, and the Moon simultaneously reaches the lunar node, thus also squaring Pluto. To realize something important, do not hesitate to execute it now. You can make excellent progress. The moon is in athletic Aries for the weekend of August 5th and 6th. That's great for getting physical. Be sure to take on projects that you will be able to complete, as Aries is well known for chasing the next thing that catches their attention and leaving half-finished projects behind. However, do not overextend yourself at the Sun's energy challenges. I took on too much Jupiter on Sunday. Venus is now moving retrograde in Leo to help you review and revise your values. This includes your relationships, your finances, and whether your heart is engaged or not. Watch people who were born between 1946 and 1956. As Venus will be retrograde over the planet Pluto in their natal charts. Pluto is a planet of letting go and deep level transformation. Adding to this, Mercury is turning retrograde from August 23rd through September 15th in organizing Virgo. This energy helps you to prepare for the upcoming change of seasons at the end of September. Beyond that, all five outer planets will be retrograde by early September. We experienced this the past two summers. However, this series of retrogrades does not last long. Plan to finish old business and plant seeds for that which is coming to you in 2024.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, it's Elizabeth, and I'm back. And we're talking about the month of August and the new super full moon on August 1st. So we're in Leo season, and Leo rules the heart. And Venus is now in Leo, the planet of love, is connected to the heart. For my teachings, we will all need to stay connected to the heart and to stay connected to our humanity. Doing this protects us. We can easily drift into the artificial intelligence and all of these snazzy new apps for convenience. We can do our shopping faster. We must be acutely aware of thinking in long term. Like the chess player, where there's a path that is leading you somewhere, and it is always anchored in the heart. I find it fascinating that some extraordinary, brilliant men who come from the intellect, from the mind, are now talking about the importance of the heart, along with the importance of love. We have a special energetic conjunction along with a super full moon in an energy that can hold sacred space in silence, being able to heal people from your state of being. Please listen, light workers. You can do this because I've done it many, many times for a lot of years. We have an energy coming in through the galactic center. In silence, being able to heal people by your state of being, by your vibration, from that permanent stillness that we can always access in ourselves. She is like the ancient midwife that was always present at the time of death, but also at times of transition of consciousness, which is what we are going through right now. So you light workers are holding the silence in your body work. Sink down into the heart. Feel the arrival of that strong spiritual energy. Some people call it the Holy Ghost. Some people call it Shakti. And apply it to your healing technique. You can do a Zoom video demonstration. If you have any interest with me, let me know and I can show you the technique. Aquarian is an objective sign, whereas Leo tries to be more subjective. This special new energy will help us reach the state of divine neutrality, being able to hold our state of being in a warm, loving, beautiful place of stillness, sacredness, without judgment, without polarity, without separation, and without division. This is what's coming. Back to the T-square between Pluto and the nodes. We can expect this energy of discord and chaos right through 2024. But it gets very strong at the two eclipses in October of this year. The energy of the feisty street fighter who stands for truth, justice, equality, every voice needing to be heard. This energy is utterly uncompromising. This energy will not stop the fight until truth, justice, and equality come forward in society, kind of like a force to balance, sharp cutting, but with a laser light behind all of it. This is a remarkable female energy and very powerful one. I also call it heartless, but what I mean by that is that it's standing in its love and it won't allow itself to be diverted by any negative energy. This energy will be very present in the collective, which tells me that we will see much more social unrest generally as the truth comes out. Look at France right now. The Netherlands has gone through so much at this time and continues to do so, as well as Brazil and Germany. This is happening in pockets all over the world. People are standing in their power, and we can expect this to continue. If anything, remember that September and October is eclipse season, and that is always an intense time. This is the wrecking ball. This is the demolition and demanding side, the seesaw, this T-square energy, and we experience rapid regeneration, growing wild food in unproductive land, regeneration, new birth. We will survive into something very beautiful and very different. This worldwide process is going on simultaneously. It's not as if we have to wait for the demolition ball of the old before we start building the new. It's coming along in the next few years. We will have some very powerful times the next few years. There is no doubt. The astrology and the energy are extraordinary. The energies of the Leo Sun are focused on divine law, cosmic law, sacred law, natural law. This goes way beyond man-made law. This is something much more foundational in our world. I find that fascinating, and I'm thrilled just watching how it all works out. This energy has its moral compass in the right place. At this full moon in Aquarius, it shines a bright light on truth, Aquarius, and on the sense of sacred law and cosmic law. The energy of the enforcer of cosmic law. There will be recognition of some leaders breaking cosmic law and diving lawless, and they will be taken down for some kind of punishment, so that they can begin to see the light. Retribution of the offense will get us right back on track. So they're saying, don't feel sad. That's really what has to happen. These people have to be taught a lesson. As they do that, they're being taught how to get back to see the light. Mars is energizing August in Virgo, which is extremely good on a personal level. If you're going through any projects, but you need details and painstaking work, you need to get every fact right, everything exact, dot the I's and cross the T's. Everything runs like clockwork. Mars is extremely good at doing that, and Virgo is one of the key signs linked to medicine. Mars is exactly trying to Jupiter, and this brings in fighting for our beliefs, fighting for the truth. Jupiter, fighting for what is really correct. Virgo, the realization will be linked to medicine and health in some way. More than likely, Dr. Fauci and the pandemic. And this energy is very powerful. The energy carries a crusading element, where we're ready to go out on a limb to fight for our beliefs. There's something very beautiful here at this full supermoon. We have Venus at 26 degree Leo, the heart, love, and it's actually in a grand fire trine, with the north node at 28 degrees Aries and the galactic center at 27 degrees Sagittarius. So that's Leo, Aries, and Sag, the three fire signs. Grand trines are quite visionary. They're very inspiring. They look for the future. This is really talking about learning about the new spiritual chakras, the plasma energy coming in from the galactic center, the divine arc that came in March, the electromagnetically charged plasma coming from the moon, which contains the raw energy and creates our world. This energy has to be used with love. The new heart center, the 10th chakra, and has to be anchored in our sense of inner authority. This energy brings in confidence about this sense of rebirth, this sense of a whole new earth being born for us. I've mentioned quite a bit about the planet at the end of a sign or at the very beginning of a sign, like Uranus and Pluto. And that's been there since we opened to 2023. They've been at the end of their sign. Pluto's going back and forth to Capricorn and Aquarius. Uranus is holding at Taurus. Also, Mercury in Virgo is opposing Saturn in Pisces, and this helps us with very focused concentration. Saturn will narrow the mind down to a very specific objective, specific tasks, and this energy can really help with concentration and working through detail. On the shadow side, this energy can bring in a greater struggle, a greater attempt for control with communication. And I think we've seen quite a bit of that already, and we continue to see more again as we move along. Venus in Leo is still square to Uranus and Taurus, which can bring a loss with relationships. This can make you feel restless in your relationships, that you want more freedom, more independence. Or if you're not in a relationship, it can suddenly bring one in from out of the blue, somebody younger, somebody foreign to you, with a very different background from you. This can happen from out of the blue. And I think it might happen around the new blue moon, which I thought was pretty funny. It's the full moon in Pisces on the 29th of August. Hard aspects between Venus and Uranus are always potentially linked to financial volatility, which is coming with the Biden-Bucks attempt. And we're already having a lot of change in our global economy, linked to the BRICS countries coming together and growing rapidly, and the number of countries that they are incorporating. And there are so many people involved with this that it has to tip over the apple cart in terms of the strength of various currencies, especially the US dollar. And that will be running its course for quite a while, especially around the October eclipses, the second October eclipse at the end of October. I think it's on the 29th. It's at 28 degrees Taurus, the financial sign. It will be interesting to see what happens at that time. Jupiter and Uranus will conjunct in April of 2024. I'm telling you this because it's going to be beautiful, so don't lose heart. This energy has to do with another big surge in our awakening, another big rise of our collective consciousness. This will be linked to our galactic center, a greater sense of remembering our galactic citizenry. Now that's April of 2024. In August, Jupiter will square the sun and the moon at the new moon on the 16th. It can make whatever happens at the supermoon much bigger and much more dramatic of whatever is going on, and reminds us to leave behind the complexity, the technology, and the intellect of Aquarius and come back to the earth, getting back to the natural rhythms of the earth, planting by the rhythms of the moon, food growing, very simple, very basic survival needs. Although we have very positive aspects further down the timeline in 2026 through 2028, I think 2024 will continue the demolition experience, and we will be feeling it as Pluto keeps strengthening between the end of Capricorn and the beginning of Aquarius. there will be radical shifts from what we've known as foundational and structural paths to something that we are only just beginning to birth. So it will feel a bit rocky at times, but we all know that we all must move forward. Pluto's move back into Capricorn is not to resurrect these energies, not at all, but to demolish them if they are revealed to be not for our highest good. We must bring in integrity and transparency. That's the process we're going through. We are going through an evolutionary process for humanity. And remember, we are being asked to drop out of the head and dive into the heart. That's the process going on. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I have a lot more to tell you about 2023 when we come back after break. So we're going to have our breakdown, and I want to dedicate the song to a very close friend, Homer Max Wiesman. The song is called Unusual Way by Elizabeth Hepburn. We'll be back shortly.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe. And hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that to me is a very, very beautiful song. I gotta take a deep breath because the song has just touched my heart. Okay, let's go on with the message for tonight. August is a month where there's a lot of changes and a lot of things that are going to come to a head. Confusion and sadness reign. I want to guide you as to how to raise your consciousness so that you can navigate through these energies. We all need to raise our consciousness and get healthy. August is the time to get your house in order, because in mid-September, there's going to be an event that will change all of us. Whatever you have to do, change jobs, change home, change partnerships, now is the time. If you wait until September, it will be too late. We all know that people don't change unless they have to. There could be a major health crisis, and it's going to start showing up in August. Now, in August, the tides will change. The backstage events will begin to come to the surface. Let me jump ahead a bit. The new moon in Leo on August 16th happens at the last degree of Cancer into Leo, into the first few degrees of Leo. You won't see it on the sky because when there's a new moon, there's no moon at all. But a big seed will be planted in the sky, which opposes transiting Pluto exact. This brings attention much like a knot, like a feeling that you're drowning. This can be emotional. If you feel like you have no control, all of us will feel out of control. This new moon is the very beginning of something big happening. Again, that's on August 16th. Let me tell you about a few people who have had 29 degrees Cancer in their chart. One being Natalie Wood. She had her Mercury at 29 degrees Cancer, and you know she drowned. Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys, his ascendant was at 29 degrees Cancer. When Hurricane Harvey hit us, Mars and the North Node were at 29 degrees Cancer, and my manager, his name was Harvey, he drowned in that hurricane, and we certainly had a lot of water and floods. We're coming into hurricane season, so watch August 3rd week. We will be watching the weather more. We have a treacherous hurricane season this year. More storms, more violent eruptions, both with weather and with people. There will be some emotions and control out of events. They'll lose their control. In addition, along with all this weather, we have a full moon in Aquarius on August 1st at 29 degrees. Uranus is in Taurus at almost the same degree. This causes a square. We're going to have a lot of unexpected emotional events about to show up. They will be surprising and they will be sudden. Get ready for the new energy cycle. An enormous change is about to come through. And remember, I expect it really to crescendo mid-September. Some other things are coming along this month as well. All this energy is moving up towards the big event that's coming mid-September. Saturn is beginning to slow down, to go retrograde at the end of August. It will get back to 7 degrees, and this happens into January, right on the USA moon natal chart. When Saturn conjuncts the moon, it's considered to be one of the most difficult times in life. The United States is in its darkest time since it was formed, when Saturn is on the moon. The U.S. moon sits in the third house of communication, deals with travel, with anything having to do with mass media. All this will become scrutinized. For the rest of this year, Saturn will be there. Remember, I told you that 20 and 23 in 2024 are going to be very dark times. I'm also saying that 2024 will be darker than 2023. The chart that's most relative to what's going on will be happening in a country is the president. That said, let's look at Joe Biden's chart, only because he's president. He's head of this country. His natal nodes, the indicator of karmic loss, spirituality, and where something doesn't feel whole or complete in the chart. This represents great difficulties for him and for the U.S. So much is going to happen. We are starting to move into this critical phase now, Tuesday, as August opens. Between September 19th and December 19th, Saturn will be in the degree sitting on the U.S. moon. And this is huge. Another date, August 18th, is going to be a huge turning point. And that's right after the Leo new moon. Mars is in Libra then, on the south node. Mars is in the ninth house, and it represents major change in leadership. It's going to be in the 10th house, representing major changes in leadership. This could also lead to a health crisis coming to the forefront. It could just mean a very bad flu season around the world, but the media will scare everyone. Is this catastrophic? No. Is this another pandemic? No. Please remember that as the media tries to scare you. Don't let this or the media scare you. What does fear do? Fear causes disease, and disease causes fear. Don't allow this to disrupt your life. Work on rising your consciousness and elevating your immune system during this time. Another meaning could be an attack on the U.S. or something else happening with the government. Could be forcing Biden bucks on the population. However, a big change in leadership will happen. Let me remind you that this will be a time when relationships will be very difficult. So if you have a relationship where you are walking on thin ice, watch out. This is the time when everything will come up to be revealed. When a planet goes retrograde, you need to look at what the planet is all about so you can go deeper into the issues and begin to heal it. Venus rules love, relationships, marriage, and any cracks in these issues will come to the forefront for you to work on and heal. When a planet is retrograde, it's closest to the planet Earth and the Sun. When a planet is too close to the Sun, the energies, the strong energies, are weakened tremendously. It's time for healing. Aspects around romance, marriage, and relationships will be very difficult. You're going to have to heal the relationships. Many times when Venus is retrograde, it brings back old relationships, old loves that were never healed. What the energies are asking you to do is to heal that old love. If you're in a marriage, and old issues will come back up. Remember, it's an opportunity for growth. This is a good thing, even though it can be painful and difficult. And Venus goes direct on September 4th, in case I didn't mention that to you. All in all, this will make the relationship even better. This is an 8-year cycle. When Venus was at the same degree 8 years ago, it was July and August of 2015. Go back to that time and remember what was happening to you. These are all issues that will be coming up now. Mercury and Mars are in Virgo and will conjunct around August 18th. By August 23rd through September 15th, Mercury will be retrograde. Seems like Mercury always goes retrograde. Virgo represents daily work and could mean that the actor and writer strike will not come to an end during this time. This will affect Hollywood big time, plus your fall TV lineup. The unfairness needs to come up and be cleared out. The studios and actors' pay will come to a critical standoff when Mercury is retrograde. Get ready, because your favorite shows will be on hold. So everything's going to be starting late for the fall season. Mars and Virgo will oppose Neptune and Pisces between August 20th and 25th. What is Neptune? Neptune rules medications for disease, and Virgo is a sign for health and healing. This energy will bring out the potential for the big scare, whatever it's going to be. On August 20th, the Sun forms a yod with Neptune and Pluto. A yod is the finger of God, and the Sun rules leadership. It's going to be big around the world. Leaders will be coming under scrutiny. A lot of problems will be surfacing, creating a big turnover in leadership. This yod will be settled four times over the next 4 years. And this is the first one, which always brings the biggest impact. Uranus, the planet of sudden, unexpected changes, will be squaring the new moon on August 16th. Wow! So much is happening mid-August. Get ready, because Uranus will be turning retrograde for about 5 months. When a planet stations to go retrograde, it's a wake-up call. Uranus is known as the Great Awakener. And on top of that, Uranus rules sudden, unexpected changes. It stations and go retrograde on the 29th of August at 28 degrees for us. It brings unexpected, sudden changes like earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and severe hurricanes, hail, tornadoes, that type of thing. I believe the upsets, anxiousness, and concerns of the masses has an effect on what makes the earth shake. We are looking at some severe weather changes at the end of August. Also, there will be several major yods in September. This unusual energy begins August 18th through September and into early October. This will be the span for the health crisis and critical fear. I recommend that you watch your diet, get physically healthy as well as mentally healthy and alert. Play ascension music. Listen to Richard Shulman. Raise your consciousness. Do not let the fear that the media will want to instill so they can control the masses much better. Now we're coming to the end of the show, but I do want to tell you tips to raise your consciousness. When you're in bed falling asleep, this is when you are in the zone. This is when you can connect with your subconscious mind, where everything is shared from this life as well as past lifetimes. It's what dictates our spontaneous behavior, because we react to whatever is in our subconscious. It's also the place where we dream. If you can rewrite or reprogram what is in the subconscious mind, then you can really change your life. Right before you fall asleep at night, do positive affirmations. Affirm how healthy you are. Affirm how your immune system is strong. Affirm your gratitude for all the wonderful things in your life. Empower yourself with powerful affirmation. Affirm what you want to manifest. And remember, the only thing that you can change is you. Don't ever use affirmations or setting conditions to change others, because that's karma and that will be hurtful to you. May the best thing for my highest good enter my life now. Whatever you desire for me to grow closer to you. I'll say that again. May the best thing for my highest good enter my life now. Whatever you, Lord, desire for me to grow closer to you. Then in the morning when you wake up, think about all the things you're grateful for. When you do that, you will create a special space to receive more and more things to be grateful for. Focus on the good throughout your day. I was shopping 2 weeks ago, and I went to buy fresh fruit. I wanted strawberries and blueberries because I mixed them together, and they are delicious. As I was walking out of the store, my box of blueberries fell out of the bag all over the pavement. About half the box fell out. I had some left. A man came by to help me pick them up. And I started laughing. And he looked at me. He said, "What is it?" I said, "The birds are going to have a wonderful time eating these blueberries." Now, that's an example of how you can affirm your gratitude and how you can set a positive condition. Get quiet. Meditate for at least 15 minutes a day. Work with the breath. Appreciate all the good and beauty we have in this world. And there is a lot of it. Work your chakras for physical and mental strength. Use white light to wrap yourself in divine protection and make it a buffer between you and negativity. Guess what? It works. I do have an MP3 file of the chakras and your body on my website, and you can order it. Or you can send me an email, elizabeth@new-visions.com, and request that tape. And it's on YouTube, the introduction, not the meditation, but the introduction to it. And you should go and listen to it on YouTube, the chakras and your body. Now we are going to listen to Elizabeth Hepburn sing "It's a Quiet Thing." So get quiet, take a deep breath, and listen to her tell you all about it. Then William will come in with the moonlight at my window. We'll do the breath of heart meditation, and we'll finish with Richard Shulman. We can live together in peace. I'll be back next week with even more information. There's so much going on. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. See you next week. Good night.
Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds, but I don't hear the drums, I don't hear the band, the sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in on tiptoe. Well, what do you know? It's a quiet thing, a very quiet thing. When it all
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper, very gently, very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up, up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow.
Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up.
And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.